Hi, Justin.
Hello, Audrey.
This week, let's talk about crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
There's an article in the Business Journal this week about it. And let's begin just by letting our listeners know, who might not be familiar with crowdsourcing, exactly what that's all about.
Well, Matt Evans dives into this in the Business Journal this week. He does a really nice job of explaining that crowdsourcing is an alternative way of financing a variety of projects. So you may have heard of Kickstarter. There's another platform called Indiegogo. And these are internet-based platforms that enable people with an idea to raise money from the public, raise money from fans, to do anything from finance a music project or a film, or increasingly different kinds of business ideas. So it's a way of bypassing banks, credit cards, or venture capitalists.
Typically, whoever starts that crowdfunding campaign has to give something back.
Yeah, so this isn't just a donation. You know, in order for this to work, you have to provide what's called a premium in return. So if you're a musician, that's pretty easy. If you fund a music project, then you get a free CD, you know, for whatever you put in. And there are premium levels. If you give a lot of money, then you might get a house concert as a result of it. You might get a private screening of that film. If it's something that's making products, you might get some of that product, whatever it is that they're making. So there are lots of various ways that you get something back for your donation.
How does it work? Who really is going to have success with something like that?
Well, this is interesting, and this is what Matt Evans dives into in this story. So you had this system pop up in the last really 3 or 4 years, this crowdfunding concept that worked really well for a variety of artists. Now that businesses are getting involved, they're seeing that there's this possibility to get money, or the banks say, hey, that's a great idea, but you're not getting a loan. Or the venture capitalists basically say, if it's not renewable energy, medical devices, or high tech, we're not interested. And so what Matt Evans did is he found a guy that wants to start an American-made furnishings and furniture company, and he needs several $100,000. And so he is trying to raise money by crowdfunding, and he's finding it quite a challenge. Meanwhile, the SEC is looking at this and saying, wait a minute, if businesses are going to get involved, we need some regulations.
So let's talk a little bit about what the SEC is doing.
Yeah.
How are they going to get involved in this open kind of platform?
Well, if you're a company that is going public and you're going to have an IPO, there's so many rules and regulations and legal fees that you have to pay. There's all this transparency that has to take place in terms of who your executives are, what your business plan is, transparency about your audited business statements, where your money is coming from. It's going to get like that with businesses that want to use these crowdfunding devices. The SEC right now is proposing a whole raft of regulations that are under review and will be under review until February. And they'll probably be making some decisions next summer. The key here is that it will be regulated. So companies that want to get these kinds of donations in exchange for a premium are going to have to hire lawyers. They're going to have to file documents with the SEC. And it's going to cost anywhere from 5 to 15% of the money that they raise. It's going to be costly to do. But it won't be as costly as doing an IPO. So it will be a less expensive alternative. It's just not going to be as easy as it is now.
Now, the state of North Carolina is taking steps to circumvent what the SEC is looking at doing.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure it's circumvent as it is give alternatives to North Carolina-based companies. So the General Assembly last year, or the House anyway, passed laws under the NC Jobs Act to make it easier for startup businesses to raise money through crowdfunding. Part of this is they can work with non-credited investors. They can raise a certain amount of money. They can advertise that they are looking for this kind of investment, which is sort of disallowed by the official business processes now. So there'll be some regulations. They're looking at 10 pages of rules versus 500 pages of rules that the SEC is putting out. But the caveat is this: it has to be a North Carolina company, and all the investors have to be within the boundaries of North Carolina to make it work. And this is something the Senate will pick up in the next legislative session next spring.
Let's get back to this furniture maker who we were talking about earlier. Where is he in this process?
Matt really dives into his story. This is Austin Reese, and he's starting a company, or wants to start a company, called Valor American Home. All American-made items, from furnishings to furniture. And he simply has not been able to raise the money, $250,000, from traditional sources. As hard as he's tried and as much as lenders have thought, it's a great idea with lots of prospects. So he's using this platform called Indiegogo, where he's trying to raise $250,000. But right now, he's only about 1% toward his goal. He's raised less than $2,500 toward a goal of $250,000.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to him in his project.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.